we discuss about vendor management program and relationship initiation. Let's move on to the next key element of the entire vendor management program and structure, which is contract management. How do we manage the contract with outsourced service providers? So what are the key deliverables? First, risk register for outsourced contracts. We need to forecast the risk. We need to understand what are the risk elements associated when we outsource an activity or a business function to a third party. And once we know what could be a risk, do we have a risk management plan? So do we have a plan in place in terms of what do we do when something goes wrong, or what should we do when something is expected to go wrong? So how do we implement control measures to manage these inherent risks associated with outsourcing a business function? This becomes an important element of the entire contract management, because any risk, if not managed and mitigated or controlled, would have adverse impact on the quality of output and on the entire outsourced engagement. So we have a standardized commercial terms for various types of procurements. This is where we get financial experts involved in the entire contract negotiation. We would have set commercial terms. And similarly, the legal experts that we have in the team help us with standardized legal terms for various types of procurements. We need to ensure that we are legally safeguarded when we hire a third party. We need to ensure that we meet government and industrial and legal obligations when we work with a third party, because they may not be as careful as your organization is about certain statutory requirements, about certain industrial requirements. So you need to have all these things drafted in the contract and the agreement, and not just drafted, but also ensure that the vendor adheres to the terms set in the agreement. So we have a standardization of multiple vendor processes. So as discussed, since we have a structured vendor management program, irrespective of who handles a particular vendor, there would be a level of standardization on how we engage with vendors working for the organization. Again, confidentiality and non-disclosure guidelines for vendors. Because once you work with an outsourced party, you would be bound to disclose certain critical business and at times certain critical customer facing details to your vendor. These would be required for them to deliver on the agreed parameters and standards. So you need to have confidentiality and non-disclosure guidelines which the vendor agrees to. At times, every employee working for the vendor involved in the project needs to sign a non-disclosure guideline and a non-disclosure policy. You have IPR guidelines. How do you manage the intellectual property rights? So at times for the project, especially in cases of IT outsourcing, let's consider the example of software development projects. So if you as an organization hire your software development, or I'm sorry, outsource your software development project to a third party for a customized software to be developed, at the end of the project, or even while the project is running, your organization has complete intellectual property rights on the software being developed, irrespective of the fact that it is being developed by the employees of the outsourced entity. But since you are paying and it's your project which they are working on, the right stays with the parent organization. So these all need to be factored in the agreement so that everybody is clear on who has the rights and controls on the intellectual property being developed or used in a particular project. Now, a structured VMware program also allows you to have an escalation matrix at both vendor and organization end. So what if something goes wrong? What if something is being not delivered? At times, in spite of reminders, you may have certain stakeholders not responding to you. So who do you escalate to? So you need to have escalation levels and matrix at both ends, at the vendor organization as well as the organization that decides to outsource and engage a third party provider. Again, you need to have a dispute management protocols, because time and again there could be instances or when there could be a dispute between the vendor team and the vendor management team at the organization. It could be in terms of the achieved performance levels. It could be in terms of the quality of goods being supplied. It could be in terms of the customer complaints being addressed. So how do you resolve the disputes that you have with the vendor's team? And a service level agreement in terms of timeliness, in terms of quality, in terms of customer satisfaction. So how do you measure them? How do you report their performance? How do you review their performance? What are the set standards that the vendor needs to meet as per the contract that we have engaged them in? So what are the benefits? We've understood the deliverables of contract management, be in terms of escalation, be it in terms of confidentiality and intellectual property rights. What could be the benefits for the business of having a structured contract management process? First, it gives the organization insurance against actual and projected risks, because you have a better and a structured process to forecast any risk, and you also have a risk management plan in place. It gives the organization service delivery excellence through SLA management. So you have defined service level parameters, and you also have the parameters and the processes defined on how do you meet them, how do you review them, how do you resolve any disputes that you may have with the vendor. It allows efficient contract definition and execution. How do you execute the entire contract? So the process is more transparent, more structured, which makes it more efficient. The contract that you have gives you protection from IPR infringements, intellectual property right infringements. As discussed, it's the organization that outsources which has the control over any intellectual property developed for the respective project. Obviously, if the outsourced vendor is using some software which they would have developed before the project and which they use on other projects as well, your organization would not have the intellectual property rights on that. But if any software is developed specifically for this outsourcing engagement, then the right stays with the organization that hires the IT vendor. So a contract with the agreement and with the clauses in place protects you from IPR infringements. Avoidance of contract terminations through conflict and dispute management. Now, every time you have a dispute or a conflict, it should not result in termination of the contract, because then you would end up not meeting the goals and objectives of deciding to outsource it to a third party. So you need to have a dispute resolution process to ensure that the conflict or the dispute is settled and the team moves forward to deliver and meet the objectives of the outsourcing engagement. Then we have the continuous improvement program. So when we have selected a vendor, we've shortlisted them, and we have set a contract, and we start delivering on the contract, How do we ensure that we follow a continuous improvement process to always improve and better the deliverables as the output of the process? So how do we improve the cost per unit? So how do we keep on reducing the cost per unit being produced? Or how do we reduce the cycle time of the process on a continuous basis? For example, the invoicing process, when you start a particular outsource engagement, could be 13 days. So how do you reduce it to 12 days, 11 days, or maybe even 7 days? So how do you ensure that the organization and the outsource vendor follows a continuous improvement process to always look at opportunities, assess and improve the performance? So determining the rating of the vendor based on performance and arriving at a vendor improvement plan. Review them, give them the inputs on how can they improve upon, and have a structured plan which could be looked at and assessed at subsequent reviews. A preferred vendor management procedure. Relationship assessment. Strengths of the vendor as well as the areas of improvement. So where could they improve? What are the opportunities that you see where the performance can be improved further? Improvement integration procedure and stakeholder satisfaction management. So is everybody satisfied with the entire outsource engagement or not? So these are some deliverables of the continuous improvement program. Now, what would be the business benefits of implementing a continuous improvement program? First and foremost, it would improve the service levels to the end user. The end user on the end customer, for example, would get products at a reduced cycle time. So instead of 13 days, he may or get it in 7 days. The end user satisfaction scores may increase. The quality scores may increase. So obviously your end user and your end customer benefits from the entire outsourcing engagement. So along with cost, an increase in your end user satisfaction on loyalty helps you meet the objectives of the entire outsourcing engagement. Cost reduction through improvement in the services offered. The continuous improvement would ensure that you continuously improve the output and enhance the level of your service delivery, be it in terms of timeliness and in terms of cost per unit. So it further increases the cost benefit ratio and the return on investment on the outsourcing engagement. It helps you align relationship structures to the changing business needs and benchmarks. It is an evolving process, and you would always need to adapt to any change in the business needs, the business vision, and the benchmark with respect to the industry or the competition or the customer specifications. Proactively manage vendor base and establish a strategic relationship with vendors, providing maximum business values. So how do you manage the entire working relationship? Right from collecting information and data to reviewing the entire vendor performance. End user satisfaction with the vendor management office and effectively managing the IT department and the function. So these are some benefits which implementing a continuous improvement program would deliver to the organization. Now, we spoke about the vendor management office mission and charter in the VMO program. So what is a vendor management mission statement? A mission statement is a written declaration of an organization, core purpose, objectives, and the way it will operate. Now, every organization has a mission and vision statement. Similarly, the vendor management office also has a mission statement. However, it's important that this mission and the vision aligns with the overall organization levels. If the organization's mission is to reduce the cost of operations and improve the timeliness of delivery, the vendor management office needs to have a mission that complements the organization's mission. It could not be conflicting with the organization's vision. Otherwise, the objective of outsourcing or even the objective of creating a vendor management office would have a negative impact on the overall organization's performance and financial results. Now, the vendor management mission would clearly state what will be served and how. And this is communicated to the entire organization. So how do we select a vendor? How do we evaluate a vendor? So how do we ensure that the delivery is met and is also of a certain standard? So it is necessary that the vendor management office also has a mission statement such that it is aligned to the company's mission statements, as we discussed earlier. So while the mission aligns to the vision of the organization, the charter describes how the vendor management office will operate. So let's look at the vendor management office charter. A charter is useful in outlining the principles, functions, and organization of a vendor management office. So what could be the principles that we work on? What could be the different functions which could be related to vendor management, sourcing management, the entire program management? So we'll have a look at that as well. A charter provides a clear definition of the role vendor management will play and also the expected output and boundaries of its authorities. So what would be the scope of the vendor management process? Also, what would be the output of the each vendor management relationship that we would have with outsourced third-party vendors? So the charter should include an outline of responsibilities and the resources required to achieve the objective. So it should state everything that is required, right from the responsibilities of team members who are part of the vendor management office. So let's look at what could be a vendor management charter, the roles and responsibilities. First of all, the vendor management office mission should align with the overall vision of the organization. So the organization has a vision of cost reduction while ensuring that there is improvement in the customer satisfaction. The vendor management office should have a mission which should work towards achieving the overall vision of the organization. So at the base, you have the overall strategy management, and then you have important functions that help you achieve the mission of the vendor management office. So you have sourcing management, demand management, program management, relationship management. Relationship is relationship with the third party or the outsourced vendor. You have the performance management, again managing the performance of the entire outsourcing relationship. Remember about the continuous improvement we spoke about. And then you have the contract management. Again, how do we ensure that we have a contract which safeguards the interest of the organization and which protects the organization from any conflicts and IPR infringements? So we had strategy management at the base of the entire structure. So what do you understand by strategy management? Strategy management involves the formulation and implementation of the major goals and initiatives. It could be both short-term and long-term goals, which would be taken up by the entire vendor management office. So what could be the short-term goals and the long-term goals in order to meet the overall vision of the organization? Again, strategy management involves the related concepts of strategic planning and strategic thinking. So we need to have a strategic outsourcing framework which oversees all the three key functions, sourcing, procurement, and managing the vendors whom we engage in an outsourcing relationship. Strategic management is often described as involving two major processes, formulation and implementation of the strategy. So one is you formulate a strategy. However, once you formulate a strategy, it's important that the strategy gets implemented as well. Program management. What is program management? Program management or project management in a vendor management office is the process of managing sourcing of several related projects, often with the requirements and compliance issues. So how do we ensure that we source the right vendors and manage them, ensuring that the requirements of outsourcing, the needs of why we outsource are met, as well as the vendor and the entire project adheres to the compliance or the regulations which are required for the industry or the product segment or the service category. So vendor related project management may provide a layer above the management of projects, and it focuses on selecting the best group of projects, defining them in terms of their objectives, and it provides an environment where projects can be run successfully through efficient vendor engagement and performance management. So we spoke about the entire relationship initiation evaluation and how do we ensure a continuous improvement process for effective outsourced relationships with a vendor or a service provider. Demand management. Now, what is demand management? Lead planning and demand management efforts with planning team to align business needs with the required IT support. So you understand and you assess the needs of the business and which needs to be aligned with the support required from IT or even non-IT functions. Demand management serves as the point of contact for planning teams. So you need to understand the demand of the organization and then you need to assess the service providers based on the organization's demand. You need to communicate the short-term and long-term demand visibility to match business needs with vendor capacity. So if you need, for example, a very simple example, if you need 50 software developers to work on a project in the next 3 months, does the vendor have the capacity to hire 50 software developers with the required skills or not? It's a very simple example where you could assess if the vendor has the capacity to match the demand of the project or the organization. So that's what you assess the vendor on. So you may either need a vendor with a higher capacity, or this could be a classic case of hiring multiple vendors to match the demand of the contract. So it helps you drive efforts with enterprise architecture to resolve discrepancies, especially in technology needs, and it helps refine the business case to utilize standard technologies where possible. So it's more of the demand management, and you know the demand of the project in terms of the skills required and in terms of the resources required. So here we assess and we check whether a respective vendor or a group of vendors can match up to the demand that we have for the project. So we drive a change management across business and IT organizations to increase adoption of outsourcing programs. Normally, internal teams and resources are very adverse to engaging with outsourced entities. So you need to have a structured change management process that gets implemented across the organization so that the teams and your internal resources adopt the vendor management office programs for better executions and service delivery. Lead continuous improvement efforts, which we've already discussed, to promote technology standardization and innovation as well. Sourcing management. So what do you mean by sourcing management? Sourcing management is the discipline that requires the team to gain a clear understanding of the services that a vendor would provide in the market, as well as possible alternative vendors in the market. It's very similar to hiring an internal resource for the organization, where you interview multiple candidates, check their skills, check their fit to the organization, and you hire someone for a particular role. It's similar when you are hiring or outsourcing vendors, you're selecting outsourced vendors. You check their skills, as well as you also check for alternative service providers in the market. The objective is to select the best suited vendor for your outsourcing requirement. So sourcing management also involves understanding the vendor landscape together with the emerging market trends. It could be change in technology or change in business practices, and also different pricing models relevant in similar industry segments, as well as formulating various strategies to rationalize the existing vendor base. So you check the market trends with respect to the industry and different pricing models that the competitors are working on while you are sourcing and initiating an outsourcing relationship with a service provider.